Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 17th week in the year of our Lord, 2022, as we study Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 45. Having looked at the concept of resurrection itself, and at the particular resurrection of Jesus Christ, as witnessed by the apostles and many others, we now look to the specifics of the Catechism and what this means for our faith. Thus we ask, in Heidelberg Catechism, question 45, what benefit do we receive from the resurrection of Christ? First, by his resurrection he has overcome death, that he might make us partakers of the righteousness which he has obtained for us by his death. Second, by his power we are also now raised up to a new life. Third, the resurrection of Christ is to us a sure pledge of our blessed resurrection. The first and most obvious benefit, we confess, is that Jesus, by his resurrection, has overcome death. This is no small thing, for it was Jesus' resurrection that broke the curse of the law on our behalf. That curse of God against mankind in the garden, as sin entered the world through one man's disobedience, as we know from Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 10, that curse was death. As God told Adam in Genesis 3, verse 19, from dust you have come, to dust you shall return. Following this pronouncement of God, we later find the curse within the law itself, as Paul points out in Galatians chapter 3. For the curse to be lifted, or as Paul says in Galatians 3, verse 13, for us to be redeemed from the curse of the law, that which we know is death, someone who was fully God and fully man first had to keep the law perfectly, then die under the curse of the law, then be raised from death itself to defeat the curse fully, completely, and forever. This is why we confessed in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 39 that Jesus had to die on the cross to be accursed of God for our sake. Thus was Jesus accursed. Thus, Jesus died for our sins, but then he was raised from the dead, he was resurrected, that death itself might not only be overcome, as we confess, but ultimately destroyed. As Paul rejoices in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 57, when the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, quoting, as he does, from the prophets Isaiah and Hosea, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Or, as he tells Timothy, that God saved us by his will through grace, and in 2 Timothy 1, 9 and 10, gave us our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. By his death and resurrection, Jesus abolished death. By his resurrection, Jesus brought life and immortality to those who believe on his name. By his resurrection, Jesus has overcome death on our behalf. We who could never rise in our own power, we who could never defeat death, on our own, left to ourselves, we who would know only the grave and ultimately the fires of eternal death, we have been given eternal life because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. The victory death had over Jesus lasted but a few short days, but the victory of Jesus Christ over death by his resurrection is forever. And it is in that victory that we find our hope and comfort. For as the Apostle John tells us in Revelation 21, verse 4, as he is given the prophetic vision of the end, Jesus will wipe every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. For as he records in Revelation 20, verse 4, death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire, there to be destroyed forever, because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.